and welcome to MFR Farming for Wednesday. I'm Richard Jones. And first off today, there's a new row broken out about eating red meat. The Harvard School of Medicine has made claims that cutting the amount of red meat that we eat down to 42 grams a day would prevent as many as 1 in 10 early deaths. Now, those claims got a lot of press coverage, including the front pages of some of the daily papers. But the British Scientific Advisory Committee on Nutrition has hit back, concluding that last year an average of 70 grams would have no effect on health, and they've now condemned the Harvard findings as being theoretical and not coming from controlled trials. They concluded that average intakes in the UK are below that 70 gram level and there's no need for us to change our eating habits on red meats. Now, that's good news, thinking about tonight's supper. But back to the here and now, and today my guest is Anna Davis, who's on the lookout for a future farmer. And there's a prize attached. Here she is to explain.
Well, the Future Farmer Award runs every year, and it's an initiative that's funded by the Elizabeth Murray Trust. Elizabeth Murray was a lady who lived on the shores of Loch Ness and was passionate about farming in Scotland, so she put together a fund which is designed to reward farmers who are operating commercially viable farms but also taking great notice of environmental sustainability. Essentially, we're looking for a farmer who's making a contribution to the agricultural industry, obviously, but also making an impact on environmental sustainability and making sure that their ecological footprint is as minimal as possible. There's actually a very generous financial prize. The winning farmer will win £4,000 in cash, but also a package of practical support and advice, which enables them to not only develop the ideas that they have on their farm, but also enables us, with their help, to spread their ideas and methods so that other farmers and land managers can benefit at the same time.
What sort of people have won this in the past, Anna?
Well, huge range, actually. You know, whether you're a modern farmer or using more traditional methods, whether you're hill or lowland, large or small, old or young, male or female, it really doesn't matter. As long as you are able to demonstrate that environmental sustainability is at the heart of your business.
So there you go. Why not enter or at least nominate somebody you know who is farming in an environmentally friendly way? Just visit the website futurefarmer.co.uk for full details. That's futurefarmer.co.uk. And I'll leave you with that for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming.